Today's edition of The Barn in Depth with Brian Ulmer is brought to you by...
Hi, my name is Brock, a dairy farmer from Colorado. While many things have changed in the years, one thing remains. Dairy farmers are dedicated to providing safe, wholesome, and delicious food and milk for our family and yours. Our commitment makes the farm a great place to be, and I wouldn't trade my job for anything. Join me and celebrate all things dairy during National Dairy Month. Learn more about local dairy farmers like me at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
COVID-19 has hit the U.S. dairy industry hard in 2020. Amanda Duro, Vice President of Dairy Specialists with CoBank, as well as an active dairy producer, said in a recent webinar that was hosted by Farm Credit Council, the 1-2 punch of milk dumping and panic buying made some unique news headlines.
In the same day, you could find headlines that dairy farmers were dumping tanker loads of milk, grocery stores were limiting consumers in how many gallons of milk they could buy. Why did this happen? The dairy industry supply chain could not evolve fast enough. The dairy industry is both unique and complicated. Milk is always being dumped at some level every month. Dumping milk is not a new headline.
Duro says the imbalance between supply and demand was a key part of the COVID-19 challenge.
There is some imbalance of our milk supply and demand due in part to the seasonality of milk production, and then layer in the limitations of our processing plant capacity. 4 of the 11 federal milk marketing orders report how much milk is used for animal feed or dispose, which we're calling dumped milk. 4 federal orders comprise approximately 55% of our U.S. milk supply. The amount of milk dumped in April 2020 is unprecedented. It was nearly 3 times the historic amount. The volume of milk in April was specifically 187 million pounds, or 22 million gallons. And I would point out that the Northeast federal order reported dumping about 15 million gallons of milk in the month. But the 22 million gallons of milk dumped only represents about 2% of April's milk production from these 4 federal orders.
The milk that was dumped cost U.S. producers a lot of money. Dairy farmers are still feeling the impact of COVID-19 even today, thanks to continued cutback orders from some processors.
The impact of dumping milk was felt widespread across the industry. Most dairy producers had a COVID deduction in their May milk checks, with some seeing a $2 per hundredweight decrease. Furthermore, many cooperatives and processors are asking their dairy producers to cut milk production. In an environment of volatile dairy prices, dairy farmers are being asked to voluntarily cut their paycheck up to 15%. I know no one would like to give up 2 months of their salary like dairy farmers are being asked.
Once again, that's Amanda Durrell, CoBank Dairy Specialist. By the way, you can check out all the audio from the Farm Credit Council's Farm to Gate COVID-19 Impacts on Dairy Producers online inside the barn at barnmedia.net or by visiting farmcredit.com/from the farm gate.
For ag, news, markets, and more, visit barnmedia.net.